All right, Jason, I love my pit bull. Oh, my God, reminds me of the guy I met last night. That's another story I'll tell you after the hour is over.
She's always.
All right, we have been joined by Crisanta Duran, the Speaker of the Colorado State House. Welcome, Crisanta.
Well, thank you so much. Really happy to be here.
Oh, my God, we got Denver, we got Tucson, we've got all of California and West Hollywood in the same room. I love it, love it.
Nothing but love.
You have been a straight ally to the LGBT community. For so long. Why?
Because I think it's so important that in these times when we have seen an elevation of hate and of fear in this country, that we are working for equality. And I think that there are so many needs to have strong leaders that are really focusing on not only being supportive of the LGBTQ community, but being champions.
Yeah.
And I think that that is important because when we think about where we are at in this country and where we need to go, we have to make sure that we have an inclusive America and that we are working to make sure that everybody has a seat at the table. And that's why I was proud to be able to support marriage equality during the 8 years I served in Colorado legislature. I was term limited in just January, work on advancing comprehensive sex education as well, and really taking on some of the tough issues that are out beyond what can be politically convenient to be a champion. And
you're
and
running
need
for
more of
Congress
us.
Now.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I am.
She's running for people listening in Denver. This woman is, just think Duran Duran. This woman is running for Congress.
Congress. You can't go wrong with Duran.
That's right. I'd love to have you go to Washington and shake it up, girl.
Well, we are shaking it up in Denver, Colorado. I'm running against an incumbent that has been in that position for almost quarter of a century by the time that this election will take place.
Wow.
And we are working to be able to make change. And especially in these times when Donald Trump is in the White House, I think we have to be evaluating whether or not we have the right candidates in office. It is not enough.
Is it a Democratic primary?
It's a Democratic primary.
Oh, you're
primary.
Taking on a primary. Ooh. But you know what? Between women voters and LGBT, you can put together the parts to do that, yeah?
You know, the district has changed a lot in almost a quarter of a century. And the only thing that has not changed is its representation. Mm. And as we think about the issues that are at the forefront of people's minds, it is more important than ever that we have champions in Congress and that we have people who are leading that are not on the sidelines, but are actually throwing the ball down the field to be able to make change for everybody.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I mean, and to our gay brothers and sisters in Colorado, I mean, you know Crisanta. I mean, she's been there forever.
Yes. She's been at the prides.
She's
not only has she been at the prides, but she's supported and authored critical legislation.
I've been with Crisanta at various events. She's the light of the party. You know, it's not cool to say fag hag anymore, but I mean, she's like every gay man's best friend. She's got all these gay besties. Yeah,
she does. You know, I met Crisanta when we got elected together to our respective houses in 2010, and they sat us together at an ALEO new member, a new elected official training, and it was love at first sight.
Aww, you hear that?
The same for me.
She's awesome.
Well, you may remember the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, of course.
Yes, I came out of Denver,
You know, my last year during the time that I was serving as speaker, there was an attack by the Republicans to defund the Colorado Civil Rights Division, and it was one of the very last things I was able to accomplish before I was term limited, was really pushing back and standing strongly with the LGBTQ community in Colorado to be able to get adequate funding for the Civil Rights Division and make sure that housing, workplaces, and public accommodations are free from discrimination in Colorado. And that's not just a fight in our state, it's a fight nationally.
Right.
And it's been an honor to be at the forefront of a lot of these issues.
See what I mean?
There you go. She's got it. Although, if you were in West Hollywood,
she has receipts, honey.
If you had... She's got receipts.
She's got receipts.
You said GLBT. If you said that in West Hollywood, then lesbians. Well, maybe straight allies get a pass. I was always told you had to do L first because the lesbians always come first.
Fair enough.
I got chastised. But you know what? I can say whatever you want.
Colorado, they're all high. They don't know what they're saying.
Yes. So goes Colorado. So goes the nation.
But the work that Crisanta was doing in Colorado has served as a model for places like Arizona that are looking at, we got a Republican to actually co-sponsor similar legislation on employment non-discrimination, and we looked at what Colorado was doing on sex ed, on non-discrimination. So I think the work that Crisanta did as speaker was really pivotal to making sure that not only are we saying here are people that are supporting the community, they're actually putting their money where their mouth is and actually getting things done for the community. I think that's the big difference between a lot of people.
You know, the Coors family were our arch enemies forever, and they're based in Colorado. Are they still around? Are the families pretty much gone? Or
they're still around.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are they still causing trouble on the right?
You know, they definitely are involved. It's interesting you say that last night I was at Ken Salazar's home. He had a big event for our campaign. Former U.S. senator, and also was in the Obama administration, and you know, he ran against a member of the Coors family many years ago, and was such a trailblazer for our community in Colorado and nationally, and very thankful to have his support, and also the support of Federico Pena, who was in the Clinton administration and was a former mayor of Denver, and so it was a wonderful celebration. I think things are changing in Colorado, and we had just so much energy in the room with people from the district who are looking for change, who are saying it is time for change and time for a new style of leadership for the future.
You know, Salt Lake has a lesbian mayor. Did you know that? Right. Salt Lake City has a lesbian. I mean, I think there's change everywhere.
And mayor, I mean, they're just winning. They're thriving.
Yeah, they are.
It's the year of the lesbian mayors.
It's the year of lesbian
Chicago.
Prashanta, there's a campaign strategy. Just tell them you've been a lesbian all this time.
I'm living for all these lesbians winning for mayor. I mean, if anybody can get our book straight, right?
And build the deck.
And get your financials in order.
And get my car started, because I can.
I can't. We're done.
Krisanta, I think it's so incredible that you're running, and I really hope you do well. Who were you at the candidates forum this morning?
I was not. I actually flew in late last night, a red eye flight.
Is Hickenlooper running? I mean, nice guy, Governor Colorado. I guess I can't really call out your governor that way, but shouldn't he be running for Senate in Colorado?
Well, you know, that it may still be an option. I think people have been encouraging him to run for the U.S. Senate, just like a lot of the other candidates who are running for president, quite frankly.
Well, yeah, they're all at like 1%, 2%.
What's the filing deadline in Colorado?
Yeah, he has a little bit of time. I think the window is continuing to close the more time that goes by. But we have a lot of candidates that are running for the U.S. Senate now in Colorado. It's almost, I think it's about a dozen candidates
total. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So lots of folks who are stepping up to the plate to
Who's the
run.
Incumbent in that seat? That's a Republican.
It's a Republican. It's Cory Gardner.
Gardner, that's right. Yeah.
It's really been unfortunate to see since Cory Gardner beat Mark Udall in the last Senate election cycle, how much, you know, Cory ran on really being representative of all of Colorado, and what we have seen is that he's been aligned with Donald Trump over again.
Why don't they look at John McCain as a great example of you don't have to do that to win?
Well, Donald Trump is definitely out of line with the people of Colorado, and so I think Cory Gardner is going to have a very competitive election through the end, and it's also time for change to have a representative that truly understands Colorado.
She's going to become a senator from Colorado someday. I knew her when. Right? I knew her when at the Naleo conference.
For president.
Yes. And I'll just be the first husband. I'll just don't even have to change the monograms on the towels.
First partner.
Yeah, I'll be the first lady under Krisanta during administration.
I like that.
Now, you're campaigning all over Colorado. Do you date? Look at me. I'm going to get perfect.
Hey.
Wow, I'm getting perfect.
Right away for the cheese man.
Let's get the cheese man. We got all the politics out of the way.
Yes. You know, I am so much in love with fighting for change.
She's dating all of Colorado at once.
Somebody get her on Tinder.
She's like, was it the Virgin Queen of England? She's like, I'm married to England.
Oh, I love that.
But I will give you a little cheese me.
All right.
I do have a wonderful man that is in my life. I'm very thankful for that. I am dating. I did not meet him on Tinder.
You know, that's based in West Hollywood. Tinder's based in West Hollywood.
Daniel, you have to tell the story.
Yes.
Daniel, I'm going to tell you. Tell it.
Or Rick Carlo will.
Daniel opened a Tinder account for Krisanta to get her to start dating, which I think that was a great thing to do. I mean,
forced her into it.
Yeah.
This is what gay besties do for their straight women friends. We take care. You know, who's going to criticize the outfit you're wearing? Who's going to tell you it's time for a makeup hair do-over? I mean, straight men don't.
No doubt.
That's what
exactly. They're going to lie to you.
Yeah, okay, well, that's, Ricardo, are you?
John was like, we need to give you dating advice. Yeah. I'm like, neither one of us have anything
right,
to stand
exactly.
on.
Exactly, we have no credibility to stand on.
I can give 20-minute dating advice if you want 20-minute dating advice. Get a name. It's not always optional. I'm kidding. That's fantastic, and he's really understanding of you being out there campaigning. And
yes,
yeah.
definitely.
Because I know it's hard.
Always helpful, right?
Yes. It is. It's hard to be in politics and a relationship at the same time.
Yes, I'm very thankful things are going well. We're
all going to have
Facebook
to meet him.
And
see
you.
I know. Now we're gonna when we get offline, honey, I need to see a picture.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay, we won't ask Ricardo or Daniel if they're dating.
That would be discrimination.
Oh, is it?
Yes, Ricardo, I think you should fess up. You're
no.
very handsome.
Oh,
and come
you,
on,
darling,
you know.
You. Well, you know, I'm very busy.
You're married to the state of California.
To 50 million people.
I am not married to the state of California. I love them very much. And I'm, you know, I'm open to dating. Yes, why not?
I love it. Daniel?
If I had time, that's the big problem.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, we got to wrap up for commercial. I forgot. Sorry, gang. All right. Sorry, we're listening to Sidebar with John Durant here on Channel Q.